Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. We're looking forward to another great night of Astro Mind 2012. And Adrian, what's on the agenda for tonight?
Well, I just wanted to know what your feelings are on clearings and cleansings, and what you feel with crystals and candles. What's your feelings on all that?
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, we know that, you know, each of these can be used for different clearings and, you know, even to help, you know, bring in, you know, better energy, you know, more being more positive. It helps do a lot of different things, but more than any is it won't do anything unless you believe that it can help. And I just wanted to share that, and what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, my first thought on candles is I feel that candles are very powerful. They have a certain element to it, like a white one or a red one. And white to me is more, like I was telling you, is more purity, more peaceful, like bringing in all the good stuff. And then the black is about banishing and clearing away the things that do not serve you, that are not for your highest good, you know, banishing all the negative out of your life. Because black is a multiple of all colors, and it repels negativity. Just like if you were to get smoky quartz and you carry around a smoky quartz, and that really helps with a lot of negative energy. And we're being bombarded by negativity anyways on the news and the media and things that we're taught in schools and just everyday life, you know, we're being bombarded by negativity. So the best thing to do is to do these cleansings, I would say 2-3 times a day, you know, if you can, just like brushing your teeth or getting up in the mornings and taking a shower. It's almost like taking care of your hygiene, you know, and it's the same thing of taking care of your spiritual needs as well as your physical. Eating healthy is important. If you can't afford it, then, you know, try to stay away from anything that could contaminate your aura, your energy field, your chakras. You know, do some chakra balancing at least 2-3 times a day, meditation, positive affirmations, you know, different things that could help to raise your vibrations. But candles, yeah, they're a good tool. Crystals are a good tool. You know, crystal quartz, rose quartz, anything that could bring more love in your life, things that can make you more balanced, more healthier lifestyle. You know, and just being around people you feel comfortable with that you don't feel, you know, you have to be fake with, you know, just so that you can be yourself. And those are the kind of energies that you want to attract in your life, not all these toxic people. And whoever you feel that is toxic, then you need to send them love and you need to send them on their way. Is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
That's interesting. We know that candles, you know, can do a lot of different things. A lot of it, is it the candle that does it, or is it the intention behind it? You know, my thought of it has to do with, is, you know, what kind of energy are you using? You know, when you're, especially if you're doing any kind of candle magic. And we know, you know, just from the past, you know, that a lot of it has to do with intention. And that's to allow, you know, more focus, and that way whatever intention was putting behind it will move a lot quicker. And what's your friend on that day, John?
Well, yeah, I mean, intention is important because we have to activate the energy behind the intention. And a candle is great, is good focus. And you need to focus in order to manifest. That's important, so that your mind is not scattered and you're not scattering your own energy. And when you blow out the candle, you're scattering the energy, so you don't want to do that. You just want to just kind of use something like a candle burner to burn out the candle. Don't blow it out, because you blow out the energy and then you scatter the vibration. You don't want to do that. It's just like when we're scattered, you know, you scatter the energy. So it's always good to focus and concentrate, just like we do with hypnosis. You have to concentrate and focus, get in touch with your breathing, learn how to relax and focus on your desires, and send out to the universe the things that will make you happy, and so that these wonderful things come into your life. Like, I use the needle tube at least morning. I do it morning, noon, and night. I do it right before I go to bed, and usually I do it in the mornings because that's usually when you're more in your subconscious mind. Usually around 12 is usually when I do the needle cube. Usually when the energy is more active is usually when I do the needle cube. It's when you get the most strength. But there are times when you don't want to use it, and that's on a full moon, because a full moon is very negative and you don't want to manifest anything negative. So, but there are certain times that you're going to get a stronger signal certain days of the week, from what I've read. So when you want to manifest something, is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
And that is, like you said, you know, main thing is focus, you know, going into, you know, relaxed state, learn, you know, using your breathing techniques, and to, you know, visualize, you know, what intention is behind, you know, whatever you're doing with that candle. Just like in the past, you know, we've told a lot of people about, you know, different relationships. And we've advised, you know, using candles for that, you know, by, you know, using, you know, that particular color, no matter, you know, what they want, you know, from this relationship, and that's being used. A lot of it has to do, again, you know, with the intention. You can't force somebody to, you know, do something that they wouldn't do on their own. You know, you can't take anybody's free will away. So, main thing is, it's just a tool, you know, that's being used, and you have to use it in the right way. I just wanted to share that and what your feelings on that, Ethan.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. You know, if there are people that you can't connect with, or you feel like that's not the right person to connect with, then don't do it. But my advice is do what makes you happy, so you can raise your vibration. But if something ain't gonna make you happy, then don't continue. You know, whether it's relationship or friendship, it doesn't matter. Whatever is toxic in your life, you don't want it, then just throw it out the back door. And just bring on the new energies, meet new people, and welcome change, you know, welcome change in your life, because change is important. But we got a lot of callers on tonight. Should we start with the first caller?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, let's start with the number from the 505 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian.
Yes, good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Good, and what's your name and where are you from?
Jolena from New Mexico.
And Jolene, we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
I guess I'm pretty open to anything, though, whatever, you know, comes through, whatever you guys can think.
Okay, and have you been experiencing, are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
And how's that going?
It's doing okay. We've, you know, been together for, or been dating for 3 years, about 3 years now.
About 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel this is your twin flame?
I believe so.
And how do you know that?
Well, we do have a lot of, you know, same, same interests, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty get along together.
Adrian, now, what are you getting on your charts for that?
Okay. Are they twin flames? This is the best time to do this tracking. Yes. Are they twin flames? 50%.
So that's a good percentage. So yes, you know, that is your twin flame. And do you spend a lot of time, with each other?
Yes, we do.
Good. Are you in the process of, are you going to be getting married soon?
I do want to, yes. You know, I don't want to dead end with this relationship, you know. I don't know if he's just taking it slow. And I don't know. I think he does have an intention of marrying me. He's just a little scared of what's, you know, what's been going on with my ex-husband, I think. That's why he's kind of like dragging his feet.
Does your ex come around much?
They don't. They just, you know, constantly creating problems, you know, as far as taking me to court with child custody, and they just don't want to leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the father to my youngest one.
Is your ex, was he a jealous person?
Is he what?
Did he have a lot of jealousy?
I don't know if it's jealousy. I think it's mostly like revenge. That's why he's doing this to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ended up going to court, you know, during the separation because he did something to me and he didn't like that.
Adrian, what are you getting, I'm getting something, you know, trying to prevent them from getting married right away. And what are you getting on the charts?
Well, I'm getting there needs to be some kind of clearing. that correct? There needs to be some kind of clearing.
Yes.
He's telling me to go to the master's chart. Okay, so let's go to the master's chart and see where we need to start. I thought that's what it was, the condition chart. 20 minutes. The source of condition chart. I had a feeling that's what it was. Okay. Show us what needs to be corrected, please. Negative toxic energy fields. Okay. And subconscious blockages. So it's going to negative toxic energy field and subconscious blockages and dark entity, dark forces.
You mentioned that you're from New Mexico. Now, would you mind sharing what city in New Mexico you live in?
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. Because I, my oldest son lived in Las Cruces.
Oh, wow.
Is that very far from Albuquerque?
Not really. It's probably about, I think, 2 hours drive.
So it's probably about 120 miles or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is interesting because when my oldest son was, he had never been to New Mexico before, and he took on a job over there. And for some reason, and I don't know what it is about New Mexico, but there seems to be a lot of negative energies in those areas.
I think I agree with you, yeah.
You know, what I'm getting, the twin flame relationship is a very powerful relationship, and a lot of these negative energies are trying to prevent the twin flames from coming together.
Okay.
And, you know, and this is probably what's happening, you know, with the reading that Adrian just gave you on his charts,
mm-hmm.
that there's some kind of negative energy that's trying to create some blockages for you. You know, and I know, I understand that you're taking your time with this, but you don't want it to these energies to prevent you and him from getting together. You know, where you'll, you know, be, you know, a lot happier, you know, after you're married.
Mm-hmm.
So, Adrian, what can you do for her to eliminate these blockages?
Well, we can go ahead and do the clearing. Let's see what we need to start with first. So, it's saying to start with the emotional clearings first. What percentage is that? That's at 30%. Let's go ahead and bring that up to, can we bring it up to 60? Yes. Is 70 too high? Yes. Okay, so we're going to bring up 60%. Go ahead and lock that into place. Okay, go ahead and lock it into place. Okay, now do we need to do a soul retrieval? Yes. Okay, so do I have permission to do this? And yes, I do. Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and do a soul retrieval. Has this body been sold? No. sacrifice. Yes. Identifying by number 70? 70. 70 comes to me for some reason. Okay, 70. This body is now redeemed, delivered, and restored now. Has this body been sold now? No? Sacrificed? No. Okay, good. Go ahead and lock that into place. Bring that up to 60%. Lock it into place. Go ahead and put up a firewall for protection. Protect your energy from all dark forces and places and space at all times. Go ahead and lock that into place. Bring that up 70%. Put that firewall in there. Lock it into place. Okay. She's protected now.
Okay. Now, what Adrian just did for you is it's going to stop, you know, any kind of negative energies from, you know, you and your twin flame, you know, so that things will run a lot smoother, you know, and you'll be able to make your plans, you know, for the future together. And any energies that are around, whether it's coming from your ex or just from the areas, you know, where you live, that they won't be able to get through and prevent, you know, and cause any blockage. Just wanted to let you know.
I definitely need that. I mean, it's, like I said, my ex is just won't leave me alone. I want to move on, and it's always negative, you know, and it's difficult for me, my boyfriend, and my children. They're the ones getting affected with this. And I try to stay positive as much as I can, and sometimes not, it's just hard sometimes not to worry. But, you know, it's, this has been my strength, you know, always think positive. You know, with all those troubles that he's causing me, I said, I know I'm not doing anything wrong, you know, it's always for the good for the children, and I'm not going to allow him, you know, to put me down and be negative like what he's doing, you know.
Well, the whole thing is he has a lot of baggage that he has to get cleared in his life. The main thing is you don't want his baggage to affect you. You want to stay at a higher vibration. You know, you want to know the best for your children. You want the best for, you know, your new relationship. And that's where you want to be.
I definitely need that protection and cleansing that you guys did to me tonight, because I have a court date coming next Friday, and it's child custody.
Is he fighting you for custody?
Yeah, we have joint custody, and there's a lot of allegations, false allegations that he's throwing at me. And we're going to go for that on Friday. And this
would
way.
You like to know the results?
What about it? I'm sorry?
Would you like to know what the results are going to be? Whether they're going to be to your favor or his?
Oh, I would love to. I mean, my whole entire summer, we didn't even enjoy, me and my children. I've been worrying about this for the last 2.5 months, and taking my children to counseling, and it's, you know, preparing all the documents to back us up, you know.
Right. Adrian, what are the charts showing on the results?
Okay.
Being in her favor.
Will be in her favor. Yes, they will be in her favor. After the
clearing
that I done.
And what percentage was that? What was the percentage?
50%.
50%? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to...
But I'm going to increase it.
Yeah.
I'm going to increase the core.
Okay.
I'm going to take it up to 100. Can I do that?
Wonderful.
Saying, yeah, I could take it up to 100.
Yeah.
Go ahead and lock that baby into place. Okay. She's at 100% now.
Great. And so this is going to, you know, bring you some good news after you go to court.
Oh, thank you. That's good to know. It's very uplifting. Like I said, it's hard not to worry. And
oh, yeah.
Good to know, yeah. Especially when it comes, you know, to children, you know.
Yeah.
It's natural to worry, but just whenever you worry, just take it out of your universal law.
Yeah. Or you could even say, I delete that, you know, from my mind.
Yeah, you can say erase.
Yeah. Or just say
erase.
When you get a negative thought or you're worried about something, just keep saying erase. Erase, erase, erase.
That's
and it'll clear itself.
Yeah. You can even get you a worry stone, too. Like if you got a worry stone, you can bit. And that'll help to release a lot of the worries that you, you know, where you worry every day. Because that's not healthy.
All that's doing is just putting a lot of unnecessary stress, you know, into your body.
Mhm.
Yeah.
See, we've been programmed to worry.
Because
we think that, you know, by worrying, we're worried about something that hasn't happened yet, and why worry about something that hasn't happened yet?
And I'm like that, and you know, a lot of the psychic said that to me too. You're that kind of person. You worry too much. And even my boyfriend told me everything will be fine. You're not doing anything wrong. You know, it'll be okay. Think positive.
Yeah, a lot of it is, you know, is not to take on the burdens on yourself, but give it up to God. He's there 24/7.
And that's the whole thing.
We have to have faith and trust.
Learning to give and not take. Don't take on those energies. Just learn to release.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because even I worry, and then I have to tell myself, you know, I'm going to give it up to God. I'm not going to take on these burdens myself.
That's right.
Amen. That's true.
And, you know, and God and the angels are waiting, you know, to help you. All you have to do is ask for the help.
Mm-hmm. It's only human to worry.
Strength, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my strength.
Any
human, I know.
Worry. But it's a toxic, like it says in the chart, it's a toxic energy field, and you don't want that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't it wouldn't hurt for you to get some kind of charm or some kind of necklace for protection.
Because
it seems like you need a lot of protection. And that's why I put that firewall around you, because you haven't been protecting yourself.
What kind of necklace is that again?
Well, I would get you, there's all kinds of different necklaces you can get for protection. You can get, some people use crystal quartz, like you can get a smoky quartz necklace. You can get, some people use crystals, some people use pentagrams. I use pentagrams. Like I got a necklace that a friend gave me. It's for protection and harmony, and it's called It's a pentagram, but it's called a hectagon.
Okay.
And what this one is an upright pentagram, which draws all the energies from the heavens and calls forth protection and harmony. And that's where it comes from, you know.
So do you have to wear that, or is it something that, like, a stone that you can carry?
You have to wear it as a necklace.
Oh. Okay.
So it's always around you.
See,
you
know,
I align myself with pentagram.
Nathan, before you mention that, the first thing that came to me was you need to wear a necklace of the saints.
And we need a saint of protection.
Yeah.
I think Saint Andrew would be good.
Yeah. And what does Saint Andrew do?
I have to look in my book here. What would be a good saint for her? Because every saint's different.
Yeah, do you believe in the saints?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I'm looking at the saints right now. Well, not just the saints, but you can also get a Ganesha necklace. And Ganesha is the goddess of overcoming obstacles, and she represents protection also from obstacles.
And these are ascended masters that you're talking about now.
But St. Andrew helps to find missing things, and also he's known for protection, too.
Okay.
Or here's a good one for you. St. Judas. Get St. Judas. St. Judas represents money, protection, and abundance. And he's the saint of miracle. He's a miracle worker. And everybody loves Saint Judas because they do prayers to him and they light his candles. You can get his candle too. I got his candles.
What's the color of the candle?
Well, Saint Judas, his colors is white and green. That's the colors he wears, white and green.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And green, you know, green represents protection anyway. And white's purity. So he's a very pure and innocent, saint. But he represents protection. You know, he's a miracle worker. So it's whatever you resonate with, like,
yeah.
What are your beliefs? Like, do you believe in pentagrams or crosses? Like, what is your beliefs?
Were you asking me that?
Yeah, I'm asking you, what are your beliefs?
What
is your faith?
The saint is, you know, I'm from the Philippines and I was raised Catholic, and, you know, we do believe in saints, especially, like, I know you did say something, Saint Judah, and Saint Jude, I know Saint Jude as well, and I do believe in saints, you know, for protection, things like that, asking for help.
And have you been using Saint Judas to ask for help?
Not Saint Judah though, but it's St. Jude. Yes, in the past I did.
And how did that help?
It gives me, you know, faith and you know, to stay strong with all this, with all these trials I've been going through. It,
mm-hmm.
it helps me. And then I crystals here in the house, around the house, I have crystals.
Do you wear one? I mean, do you wear?
I don't wear them. It's in my curio cabinet. You know, I have crystals there. They said it's kind of like attracts, you know, like with love, things like that. You know, it depends on how you position it, you know.
Yeah.
I know you said something about the smoke quartz. No, that'd be interesting to find one.
Yeah, smoky quartz is good if you can wear one or keep it with you in a pouch.
Mm-hmm.
But I would wear a some kind of cross or a pentagram or something you can connect. A talisman would work, a protection. Just something you can resonate with, you know.
Okay.
Because, like I say, you know, there's a lot of negative stuff out there, and you pick it up from people.
True. I agree with you with that, and I can feel it that as well. You know, with the other party, it's too negative over there. You know, with my ex-husband, you know, they drink, they smoke, and they're always taking me to court. And I was like, why are these people doing this? Is there anything better? They cannot find things better to do. It's just, I mean, they see me, you know, like happy and content,
well,
they but they'll find a way.
If they can, they will do it because that's what they feed on.
Yeah.
And I do believe in karma. You know, whatever they're doing to me, it's going to get back to them. And the
mm-hmm.
fact that we're done in court, he's bringing me to court again. And now we're getting back to them. And the way we were talking about it, my lawyer and my friends, they're going to end up shooting their own foot for doing this. Because
mm-hmm.
now I'm bringing back arrears in child support. He wanted to do some changes in the child support. Well, I'm bringing back his arrear. So, I don't know. It's probably, like I said, we're fine, and now he's taking me back. He might end up paying me, you know?
You know, I was watching this movie that Stephen King made, and the guy, he said, the lawyer said to the guy, he says, it takes an asshole like me for you to meet in order for you to change your life. And I was thinking to myself, how does that change somebody's life, you know? And then after when he stopped smoking and he went through this certain phase with this guy, he was so much of a better person. Like, he learned something from that. So, you know, everything happens for a reason in that respect. That's the
uh-huh.
way I look at it. Yeah,
yeah, and I agree with
so,
you. You know, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, sure.
You know,
I mean,
that,
yeah,
that
with my situation, you know, like, you know, it's been married for 10 years and a divorce happened. I've lost my house. All I have is, you know, my two children, and then again, I'm blessed to have someone there with me right now, which is my boyfriend that's supporting me emotionally, and he even, you know, bought me a vehicle that I don't even have to make a car payment, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's like it's a blessing there. I've lost everything, but then again, a new person came along, you know, to be there for me.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's sad to think at 10 years marriage, you know, but you know what? This is God want me to be. you know.
Sometimes we don't see that. Sometimes we only see what we want to see, and that's it, you know.
The main thing is we have to be in gratitude. You know, we all go through different lessons in life. You know, some people, you know, go through ups and downs. You know, you were at your down. Now you're coming back up again. And now you're getting rewarded, you know, for the, you know, unconditional love that you show your kids and, you know, and others. And, you, and you're in gratitude. Even though you lost a lot, well, you'll gain a lot, you know, after you go into this new relationship. And you're already starting to see some of the results from that. I just wanted to share that with you.
Just
and
keep
I'm very
telling
thankful,
yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm very
keep
thankful with what has happened.
All
that made
well.
Me be closer to God, and
mm-hmm.
I'll never leave Him anymore, you know? I mean,
yes,
back
right.
then, life is good, you know? I forgot about Him. I don't go to church. And after this all happened, I've been very strong, you know, with my faith. And even
right.
though now
like
things
I,
are getting better with me, I'll never leave Him.
I wanted to share some, like, when I feel down, like, when I feel all hope is lost, I always say to my subconscious, you know, all is well with God. All is well with God.
Yeah.
And when you're in that presence with God, when you're in that space, and then everything is well. Even though things around you may not seem that way, but like I said, we see things what we want to see because of our ego. We don't see the outside of our ego, you know.
Well, the main thing is we have to learn to let go of the ego and let God, you know, into our lives. And
all is well with God.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're in that space. So let go of the ego and you'll be in that space.
Yep.
It's
main thing is,
we turn our
what
back
my
on
guides
God,
are telling me that you're in a good
us.
Space right now. And things are going to start turning in a better direction for you.
I believe, yep. Yep, thank you guys for, you know.
You are so welcome. And
pray for me for Friday hearing.
Yeah, we'll send our prayers for you. We're going to go ahead with the next caller now, I think. Nathan, are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Could you hear me?
Oh, yeah. We lost the connection there for a minute. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Roy, are you there?
Adrian, you there?
Yeah, we lost the connection.
Hello? Hello?
Okay. Let's go ahead with the next caller now, Aita.
Are you there, 973?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
973?
Hello?
Can you
Hello?
Hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, for some reason we're having some problems here.
And I hear you so well. Could you
okay,
hear me
and,
well?
Yeah, I hear you. What's your question?
I'm having problems with my family, and it's been going on for several years since my mother died.
Okay.
And I don't really...
Help.
Oh. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How can I help you with that, with your problem?
Well, I know that we're going to be going to court, but we should have some other court cases coming up. And my brothers are trying to keep everything from me, my sisters. And I don't know how it's going to turn out. Just want some help and guidance with it. I know my mother wouldn't want me to be, you know, in the position where I'm at now. I can't imagine that.
Right. So you want me to see in the charts what chart we need to start with?
Yes, please. Anything.
Okay. Well, it sounds like there needs to be some clearings in your family lineage, but we need to find out what needs to be cleared.
Okay.
We need to find out what vibration you're at right now. What vibration is she at right now? So you're at 30%. Is this the right timing to ask this question? Yes. Okay, are we on the right chart? Yes. Can we bring her up 60%? 70? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and bring you up to 70. There's her vibration at 70%. Go ahead and lock that into place. Should feel a little better in it now. Okay, lock that into place. Thank you. And let's go ahead and check what chart we need to start with for the clearing. Infection, virus chart, and source of condition. So it sounds like, looks like you got a virus in your matrix that we need to clear out.
And how is that so?
What's that?
How is that so?
What it is you've had so much turmoil in your family lineage that there is some kind of virus that needs to be cleared. And what it does is just eats up everything in your vibrational energy field. And I need to find out what percentage that's at right now, or how it's affecting you. By what percentage is this affecting her? Okay, so it's saying it's at 80%, so it's affecting you by 80%. Can you identify the virus for us, please? Plus no virus, okay. Anything physical?
With me?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
No, I have a problem. Hello?
There's nothing physical wrong with you. Like, how's your health?
I have a problem with my thyroid. You know, high blood pressure. My thyroid, high blood pressure.
Do you have any viruses?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so it sounds physically it hasn't affected you yet. But it's coming to surface. But you haven't allowed it yet, so it hasn't affected you.
What could I do to get rid of it?
That's what I'm doing right now. Just going to bring it up 70%. Clear the virus all times and places and spaces now. And go ahead and put up the firewall 100%. And lock lock it into place. Okay, so the virus is gone. And we just got that out of your matrix. And now we're going to your family lineage and find out what's going on with your family and how it's affecting you, your family.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about your history of your family, what they've been experiencing?
Well, we've been to court more than 20 times with my mother's state. You know, I'm not really speaking with them because they treated me bad. My mother died suddenly, and basically they just made me the outcast. And I was very close with my mother, and it's painful. My kids watching me get rejected from my own family, and my lawyer, you know, he's playing games with me and my brothers. I tried to help my brothers, and they turned around and betrayed me.
And why did they betray you?
Because they just want to take all my mother's properties and sell them.
That's not good. So you want to know why they're doing that?
I want to know what to do because I'm legally responsible for a lawyer who's working up more so there's a conflict of interest. I brought them to the lawyer and then they pretty much took my lawyer away from me, but I'm still legally responsible. I have no say in any decision. It's just like they treated me like an outcast and I didn't do anything wrong to my mother. The sister who treated my mother bad, they took her side. It's like they ganged up on me.
Do you believe in other gods?
Do I believe in other gods?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there's a devil. And, you know, I believe in one God. I believe in Jesus Christ.
I know you believe in the devil, but besides your Christian beliefs, what do you believe?
Well, I grew up in a family where, you know, I heard about Buddha when I was younger. And things of that nature. You know, I've seen things in my life.
The reason why I ask is because, number one, you need a lot of protection. And number two, your faith is really bad right now because it's at a very low percentage. And number three, you need to pray for justification. And Jesus is not, he's good for protection, but he's not good for justification. Because Jesus is all about love and forgiveness. But in this case, you can have love and forgiveness, but that's not what's going to fix the problem. In this case, you need justification. So you need to ask. You need to ask Ra, because Ra is neutral. He's the god of the sun, but he's also the god of justification. And right now, your family is being affected by Ra, because what they've done wrong to you. They're taking away everything. It's like they're taking away everything from you, but Ra's also taking from them. And so that's why he's tempting them to do that. So what you need to do is...
How is he taking it from them? How is he taking it from them?
Because whatever they take from you, he's going to take from them, which is their energy. He's going to take their karma. And so what you need to do is you need to ask Ra to give back what you deserve and also bring them to justification. But to do that, you have to get a yellow candle.
Okay.
And you need to ask him to do it. So first we need to ask if he'll do it. So will you do it? Do this for us? Okay, so it is saying yes, it will work. But you have to have faith in him that it will work, and you have to give him some kind of offering. Like, oil, you can use oils, you can use, usually not flowers, usually have, like, if you can be offering him some money or something, and just write down to Ra, like a, like on a piece of paper and fold it up, and then light a yellow candle and just ask Ra, pray to Ra for justification. And you'll see how fast everything will be restored back to you. And I'm going to go ahead and put a shield of protection around you right now. Let's bring that up 100% firewall protection. Do I have permission to do this? Say yes. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put up a wall of protection around you at 100%. Go ahead and lock it into place. Okay. So I'm going to find out who else is involved in this. I'd have to pay the penalty here. Okay, who's the, let me ask here. Who's involved in this?
Excuse me?
Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Is she involved in this?
I have two sisters, and they're all involved in it.
Okay.
I don't know which one.
You want to write their name down when you do this prayer, but ask Ra not to harm them, to bring any harm to them. Just ask him to bring back your justice. Just tell him, I need justification, and bring back, you know, what was taken from you. And you will see how fast things will be restored.
What about my brothers?
Let me see if your brothers or if we need to do your brothers. Yeah, saying yes. You need to write down your brothers too. But most definitely your sisters, because that's where the source of the problem is coming from. Kind of just follow your sisters. That's the bad part. They're bad influences.
Yeah,
they follow your brother. Your brothers follow your sisters.
Yeah. My sisters don't like me, and I don't know why. I'm the youngest girl.
But I put a firewall around you right now so they can't drain your energy and that virus don't come back into your matrix. So I got rid of all that. So what you need to do now is get you a candle, a yellow candle. But if you're going to do it for justification, then you're going to need a yellow candle and a white one. And if you want to get rid of everything negative and just keep it away, black is the best candle that you can buy. And just burn that. And burn it all the way to the bottom. You know. And that'll take care of all the negativity around you. Well, that's the best advice I can give you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else?
No, just how do you see the case working out?
Well, if you do that, I see it working out in your favor. And if you don't, then it's going to be a lot harder because you have Ra working against you right now. So your faith is going to be really, really hard because in a past life you took from them, so now they're taking from you.
I took from them?
Mm-hmm.
In my past life?
Yeah, this has a lot to do with Ra, so.
It was me or it was someone in my family?
Huh?
It was me or someone in my family that took from them?
It was you.
Wow.
Not quite. That's why they're taking from you. That's why it's affecting you.
Wow. What about my brothers?
What do you mean about your brother?
I don't understand, you know, why they're operating the way they're operating.
Because they're following your sisters.
But they're not really getting along.
Your brothers are just followers. They'll follow your sisters.
I'm the only one not following anybody.
Yeah. But you're kind of like, I don't know, you're kind of like, are you the black sheep of the family?
Basically, that's how it's been now, since my mother died. I mean, not before. I mean, I did everything I was supposed to do. I mean, when I was younger, I had my, you know, different bouts, you know, hanging out and, you know, getting high and things like that. But I turned my life around and went to school. You know, I have a professional job. I have my family. I'm married. I do what I'm supposed to do. My mother is my best friend. I think they're jealous. Because I wasn't supposed to be the one to do it.
Yeah, see, this is all karmic. So this is something that you need to. That's why I'm telling you to ask Ra to bring it back. That was taken from you. But you have to do it yourself, because if you don't, it'll continue. So this is something on a higher, level of your understanding.
You know, let me ask you a question. Could my mother have done something and it just fell on me? Why I say that? Because out of all my mother's children, my mother was very sick one time, and my mother took me to a place where people were supposed to help her get better. And I'm the only child that I know that she ever really took to them places. This was many years ago. And when I became a Christian, I told my mother that I never would have took my child to any of those places because, number one, it's idolatry. Number two, it goes against everything that's the will of God that I learned. So, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm dealing with things that are not mine to deal with.
Well, this goes deeper than that. And that's why I say you need to make those corrections. And, like, I could do the clearing, but it's something that goes deeper than that, you know.
What do you mean it goes deeper?
Meaning this is karmic. It goes all the way back to your past lives, other lifetimes, things that went on, you know, in the family.
In the family.
Uh-huh. And it had to do with you.
And it had to do with me.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what it is?
Like I say, I think it's something that you took from them. That you're not conscious of, you know?
I don't know what I took from them. I truly don't.
Well, when you look at the situation and what they're taking from you, then that's something you took from them.
They just don't want to share. They just don't want to share.
It's just like my sister, like everything, and she takes from me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something karmic. This is something I've done to her. So now it's going. Everything goes in circles. And they say what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth. It does. But even though it doesn't make it okay for them to do that, this is something that will come around and bite them in the ass, too, when you ask for justification. You know, but this is something you have to forgive yourself, too. So that's where you turn to Jesus and tell Jesus that you're sorry, that you send them unconditional love, and that, you know, you tell Jesus that I'm gonna send an offering to Ra, and I'm gonna tell him, you know, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bring justification for my highest good because I deserve it, and I'm gonna bring back what I have, what they took from me. And that's standing up for your rights. You know, that's in the now, and I'm not talking about past life, but past life is what's affecting you right now.
Past life. Not the life that I currently have now.
Because everything that's happened to us before is happening now. It's always in the present, you know. Things that we have to correct. But we can only correct it by taking action.
You said a yellow candle, a white candle, and a black candle?
Yeah, yellow, white, and black. Usually if you're gonna light a black one, you always want to have yellow. I mean, you always want to have white with it. That's what I've been told, you know.
Yeah, because I was always told that a black candle meant death.
But black is good because it banishes all the negative around you, things that you don't want around you. So, yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to take action. It's like people sit around and some people think they just sit around and everything will get better, and it don't. They have to put work into it. They have to put their energy into it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So everyone has to play their part. You know, whether it was right or wrong, the choices that we made, you know, everyone has to pay the sacrifice, you know. That's the hard part.
Yeah, it is the hard part, because if it contradicts your, you know, my belief, my faith.
Well, see, that's one thing that you need to, I'm not saying you have to change, I'm just saying that's one thing that you've been programmed to believe. And you have to, sometimes you have to step outside of that programming.
I heard you speak to the lady before, right? Who was raised in a Catholic, you know, a Catholic environment. I was raised in a Catholic environment also. And I know that there are certain saints that we were taught that we pray to for certain things. Mm-hmm. And later on in life, I hear that, you know, these are people. These weren't people that were mentioned in the Bible. So it's a lot of confusion out here. So, I mean, the programming, there's a lot of programming in I guess, in all ideologies. The question is to find out exactly what is the right ideology. And some of us probably will never know that until, you know, we go on to the next world. I don't know.
No, that's the hard part, is looking past our own egos, our own intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to follow your intuition and what resonates with you, you know. Some people resonate with those things. I don't resonate with them.
Okay.
But doesn't mean I don't believe in them.
Okay.
I believe in everything exists. You know, and God says, don't worship any other gods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would he have other gods if we're not meant to call upon their help? Different positions in life. Just like you have different positions in the presidency, you know.
Right.
You have your
I understand what you're saying.
President.
I understand what you're saying, you know, but, you
but
know.
Sometimes God, he can't always be there to help people. That's why he has his angels. That's why he has his ascended masters, so that we can learn from them. In different positions, you know. So he can't always be there to help. That's the whole thing. He has the whole world to worry about, you know. He has to worry about the wars. He has to worry about all the killings in the world and all the things, people dying of cancer and AIDS and
mm-hmm.
all this nasty stuff that he has to worry about. So he can't always just be there. You know what I mean? He's there,
mm-hmm.
but he can't always just be there to answer right away.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And, you know, that's why we have a lot of light workers on, you know, on this plane, is to spread the light and the love and to remind people, you know.
Okay.
So I hope that helped.
Yeah, so I'm going to listen to it again and try to understand it. It is a lot. There's a part of me
it
that says, you know, when people go out to you'll have to deal with it one way or the other, you know.
Yes.
You know, I don't wish harm on anybody. It's not worth it. In the long run, it may hurt right now, but in the long run, I don't, what's meant to be will be.
And that's why I tell you, don't ask for things that you can't, you know, pay off. But
right, exactly, exactly.
That's what you're experiencing. You know what I mean? You're just taking back your power. That's all I'm telling you to do. I'm not saying get revenge. I'm just saying take back your power. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was just
thinking.
I was just thinking. But thank you very much.
You're welcome. Did that help?
Yes, it did. You know, just have to consider everything.
It's just a lot to take in.
It is.
The monster job, you know.
It is a lot.
especially with all the programming that you've been taught, you know.
Yes, it's a lot.
But you're pulling away from it, and you're doing a good job. You're on the right track, you know.
Just trying to understand all of this mess. Nothing makes sense, but... All right, then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Good night.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too, man.
Bye-bye.